Okay, Chazor Shir for Tarovas. Nosin Tamukam, the third Nosin Tamukam packet. I think it's packet 24.
Yeah.
Okay, two basic inyonim. So, the first is we have two principles. One principle we know before is the principle of something which is not Roy Laguerre. Something that's not Roy Laguerre, so it's not Treif anymore. We learned that from previously. Okay? There's another halacha, which we learned from Sachem Dachav Talad, that if something is shalok kederach achila or shalok kederach hano to the Shonis and the Gemara, then you're also putter. The Torah midiraisa, the Torah didn't ask for anything unless it's kederach. So if you eat chalef, piping hot, or freezing cold, which is not the normal way of eating things, that would not be also midiraisa. Okay? There's two exceptions for that, to that shalok kederach rule, and one is basar b'chalav, and one is kilei aker. And the reason for that is because it doesn't say lashon of achila by those things, so it's asr even if it's not an achila. Achila means achila in the normal way. So we just said we have two principles: one is shalok kederach, and one is ein roi lager. So we have a machlokes between the plesi and the chavasas as to how to the relationship between these two things. So the plesi's cheshbon is all complicated, but his bottom line is, okay, his bottom line is that it's one din. And that there's all, the halacha is, there's one din called shalok kederach. Okay, the nuts and bolts of it, you have to sit and read the plesi, but that's his bottom line. There's one din of shalok kederach. And in Roy Laguerre is just one, it's a type of shalok kederach. People don't eat things that are putrid. And that's the shittas of the plesi. Now, the Chavos Das holds that it's two separate dinim. One is a din in how you eat it, and one is a din in the actual food. Like we said in Shira, like Gavra Roskafza type thing, right? You said that? Mm-hmm. Right? Shalok Adarach is you eating it in a weird way, and opposed to the Enre Ligier, which is a din in the Chafza. The Chafza is putrid. What is the Nafkamina? Whether I hold this one din, like the Plesi, whether I hold this two dinim, like the Chavos Das. Again, one din meaning din of Shalok Adarach. Like the places. So two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is is there a heter of nifsal by basar b'chalav? Okay, so according to the placey, there's no heter of nifsal by basar b'chalav because it's all one of the din of shalok kederach, and shalok kederach is not a patur by basar b'chalav, as we said. That's one of the two exceptions, that and kilei hakerem. So memela, if you eat basar b'chalav in a way that's abnormal, piping hot, freezing cold, according to the place, you'd still be chayev. As opposed to if it was just chaylev, you would be potter. Okay? The Chavos Das holds that there's two dinim, so you're right, out the din of shalok kederach, you'd be chayev, but it's not a din, but if it's nifsal, it's a din of ein roi lager. And that din applies to basar b'chalav. So according to the Chavos Das, basar b'chalav shen nifsal would not be asr midaraisa. Right? So that's one afkamina. The basar b'chalav shenifsal or v'nisrach, okay, right? Place would say it's also midraisa. Chavos Das would say it's not.
What level of nifsal are we talking about over here?
Nifsal, nisrach, whatever. Ein roi lager. Since ein roi lager is the sort of ein roi lager shach to basar b'chalav. If you hold that ein roi lager is just a prat within shalok haderech, it's an oifen of shalok haderech, and shalok haderech doesn't apply to basar b'chalav. That's the place, so it's still be treif. According to the Chavos Das, two separate dinim, so Rech Shalok Derech doesn't apply to basar b'chalav, but Nifsal does apply to basar b'chalav. Okay? Second halacha is a din of, do I hold something which is not Roy L'Achila that's reconstituted? I make it now Roy L'Achila. Right? We spoke about this like by gelatin, when you have bones, which are in a Roy, and then you reconstitute them, you turn them into something which is Roy. So, according to the place, it's Aser, because there was never... The Isser was never really paka. It was just a var of shalok kederach. So now you made a kederach. So the Isser is now there. Like, for instance, I have chela, which is piping hot. So if a person eats that, you're right. He's going to be potter. But let's say he waits to eat it. And now it's room temperature. So now it's normal. So then he'll be chayev.
And that's good for the Chavos Das.
Right. So according to the placey, if you reconstitute something, it'll still be usher. Because it's the equivalent of letting the piping hot chela cool down. Right, you took the thing which was ein roi, and now you just made it roi. As opposed to the Chavos Das, which says, no, when it's ein roi, it's paka isura. The isura is not there anymore. Pachefza, it's not a davar ha'asim. So you took offer. You made offer roi l'achila. Okay, so that's not aser. So according to the Chavis Das, reconstituting would be okay. One little caveat to all this, which is a side point, even the place you hold this one din, he has to be molded that if something is Srucha Meikar, if the animal is up as a Mukashkin or something like that, he'd be molded that that wouldn't be, that he'd have to be molded based on other Gemaras that would be. If it's Srucha Meikar, if the animal, let's say when it was still alive, it was a Mukashkin, it wasn't a good animal, then he'd be molded by that case that would not be Treif Midaraisa. That doesn't really play so much into our discussion, but that is a caveat in the place he's been in, which
or the
makes.
Animal was treated,
which it was a srucha meikara, it was putrid from originally.
Yes.
Okay, that's a side point. I mean, it's a necessary thing the place he needs to answer his gemaras, but for our specific purposes, we didn't, we mentioned it, but we didn't, like, dwell upon it.
Right.
The next Indian which we dealt with in this year was the halacha, which we are familiar with by the term of achshavei. Okay. So, what's the halacha of what is achshavei? And the whole discussion here, the premise of the whole discussion of achshavei is, you can only start discussing achshavei if we hold that reconstituting something does not create an iser. If when you reconstitute something, it's aser, then it's aser because it's now roi l'achila. So really, it's not roi, but you choose to eat it. So what's the halacha there? So let's just see the background. So the Gemara in Pesachim on the Chafal says that by chametz if charcoal turned into charcoal before the zman of Pesach, before Pesach comes, then on Pesach it's mutar bahanah. That's what I think is Rava. I think Rava says that's his halacha. Okay, mutar bahanah. Charcoal kod mutzmano, mutar bahanah. So now, if we fast forward several 100 years, you want to know, well, why did Rava say mutar bahanah? Why didn't Rava say mutar ba'achila? Right, that shaila on the Gemara, that kasha is to answer that kasha is what creates is what creates everything here. Why did Rava say mutar bahana? Why didn't Rava say mutar ba'achila? So one teretz is that some Rishon, the Ran, the Balamor, they say, like he was just talking in the most common, like v'hoive. What's the common thing? No one's going to eat it. That's the whole point. It's charcho. So Rav was just saying, it's motor b'ano, because you're right, motor b'achila, but who in their right mind is going to eat such a thing? It's not roi l'achila. So they were just, Rav was just talking in the most common situation. Now, the pre-charosh, chazanish, they think that that's the real halacha, like that Ran and that Balamor. And then, if that's the halacha, the buck stops there. There's no such thing as achshavei in the world. Okay? However, the Rosh answers that kasha differently.
So no such thing as achshavei, meaning what?
Meaning that
there's no iser.
If something is nifsal, it's mutter.
Uh-huh.
Why did Rava say mutter bahana, not mutter bachil? Just practically, it's just talking in practical terms.
It would only be an iser derabban.
Correct. Achshavei would be an iser derabban.
So the highest level iser here is only iser derabban.
Yeah.
The question is there?
Correct. So we can get that right now. Mm-hmm. So the Rosh answers this kasha differently than the Ran of Balamor. He says, you know why Rava didn't say mutter bachila? Because neither Rabbanon, it's aser bachila. It's aser ba'achila. The Rosh says this. It's aser ba'achila. Why is it aser ba'achila? Because it's a halacha that if you, even though midaraisa it's not roi l'achila, but if you eat it, then since you're deeming it roi l'achila because you're eating it, so we'll hold. Oh, the shvitascha, you hold this roi l'achila, so we'll say it's aser because you're still being machshavid as an iser.
So that's the
Chazon Ish paskins
like this.
No, the Chazon Ish paskins like the Ran and the Balamor, that there's no such thing as achshavei.
Oh, okay.
Okay? The Rosh, I'll chazon it over in a minute. Okay? The Rishonim, okay? The Ran and the Balamor say, because it is just, Rava's talking the common case. The Rosh says, the answer to the Kasha is that Rava said specifically Mutar Bano, because it's only Mutar Bano. It's not Mutar Bachilo, because Achilo would be Aser at Midrabono. What's the svara? It's what we, in our colloquial term, call achshavei. Once you are machshavit as a food, so fine. So you're machshavit as a food, so for you it'll be aser, because you're holding that it's still a food. Well, b'haraya, you're eating it. Okay.
Right.
So even though correct. So even though according to the Torah it doesn't mean anything, but midrabbanan we're gonna treat it that way.
Right.
So now there is a case that Trumas Hadeshin brings down, and likewise the Mechaber brings down, also from the Trumas Hadeshin, that he brings the case of, let's say, a Sofer, so the way they made their ink, it had chametzdik ingredients in it. Fine. So could he moisten his quill, his pen, in his mouth? And that's what they would do to moisten a stick write better. Whatever. So, inevitably, he's going to end up ingesting, he's going to swallow some of that ink, which is on his pen when he moistens it with his mouth. And he will be ingesting this ink which has chomei. So do I say it's asr out achshavei because he's eating it? And the answer to the Trumas Hadeshin and the Mechaber quotes it is no, it's not asr. No, it's not asr at all because the word of achshavei is that you're machshavei la'achila. Since you hold that it's a food, since you're treating it as a food, so midrabanan will treat it as the asr dika food and it'll be asr. But here you're not being machshavei as a food. You're eating it. You just may ingest it accidentally or inevitably because you're moistening your pen. You're not doing it because you want to eat. You're not being mashvit as a food. So the word of Achshavei is that, as Mogen Avram points out, that you're mashvit as a food. Mm. So by moistening your pen, you're not being mashvit as a food. Okay?
It's the Mogen Avram.
Yeah, I mean, based on that Trumas Hadeshin.
And the Shulchan Aruch brings
that. And, right, and this halacha is brought down the Shulchan Aruch from the Trumas Hadeshin. So now, once we have that background. So now we go to the last topic here. What about refuah? Let's say someone takes some medication or something of that sort, medication, vitamin, whatever it is, and he takes it for refuah purposes. So do I say that he's being machshavet as a food, or do I say that no, it's more similar to the Dio case, the case of the ink, and even though I ingest it, he's not being machshavet as a food. What do I say on that? So we had three shittos on this. Shagas Aryeh is well known to be the big oser. He holds anything you put in your mouth, b'chavona, done, achshavei, aser. So he would aser the medicine, the trach medicine. Rav Moshe is quoted as having a middle shita over here. He holds, if it's medicine, so then you're not machshavei as achila. And even though it has tarfis in it, it's mutter because you're not, when you ingest it, you're not indicating that this is food. However, if it's a vitamin which you're taking because you want the nutrients in lieu of food, so basically, if it's a vitamin, you're treating that as food. I don't want to eat my carrots and peas and apples and whatever. Instead, I'll just take a pill, right? I'd rather have my coffee and my Danish, but I need my nutrition, so I'll take a pill instead of eating a wholesome meal. So therefore, since the vitamins I'm treating as food, that needs to be kosher, because if you ingest that in a shreif, that's achshavei on that.
Okay, that's
from Moshe. He's machalic between vitamins and medicines. And Rav Abadi and maybe some others are not machalic. They say anything that's anything like that, any pill, even if it's a vitamin, there's no achshavei on that.
Yeah. This should be true, Moshe, for Chametz and Pesach also.
Okay.
Well,
right,
the whole point of achshavei, I mean,
right, the question is, right, after it does come from the context of Pesach,
right,
so right,
people
are
that,
right, the question is, are people machmir on Pesach just from the Pesach? But right, Rabbi Simon does point out that a lot of the medicine issue about Pesach does revolve around, are you going to be machmir or not machmir for achshavei and from the Pesach? That's all assuming the hold of achshavei. We just mentioned before, the Prefadish and the Chazon Ish, right, don't hold of achshavei. They hold that the teretz to that Kasha of the Gemara, the Ikar Teretz is like the Ran of the Baal Amor, not the Rosh. If you go that route, you don't have any Makor for any Isser D'Rabbanan called Achshavei. According to the Ran and the Baal Amor, and the Tzvi Chodesh and the Chazon Ish, like that. Okay, that was that year. Fine. Next year. Okay, Nosin Hamakam Dalad. So,
Pag 25.
So you spoke about the Halacha of Gam. We know that if something is nosin tam of gam, it's mutter. So the halacha of Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on the Gemara, has to be poge mitchilos v'yad sof. It has to be nosin tam of gam, the issue that comes in, has to be nosin tam of gam in the food the whole way through. Sometimes the food could start out as a gam and end up as a shvach, or vice versa, you know, depending on the food and how it interacts with the food, you know, if it's heated up or cooled down, whatever it is. So it has to be poge mitchilos v'yad sof. That's the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says, qualifies that. And the Shach says when you say that it has to be pogim, betchila, and besof, What that really means is that when it's pogim in the beginning, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter if it's pogam in the beginning. Just when it's mashpiach in the end, it's aser. It's not like the pogam in the beginning takes the whole iser away and makes it like the iser is not there, and then when it's mashpiach, it's mutter. No. When it's pogam in the beginning, then it is mutter. When it's mashpiach at the end, then it is aser.
This is what the Rabbi Simon looks at, thinking, right?
Well, the Prima Gaurim says that the Shach will be moded, though, that if it's mashpiach l'besof pogim, then it's aser. Meaning, once the iser set in with the shvach in the beginning,
right.
And then just because it's pogim in the end, the iser is not going to be paka. That's what the Prima Gaurim wants to say that the Shach will be moded to. Okay? But the Shach's heter is that if it's pogim mitchila, it's mutter at that stage. If you want to eat it then, you can eat it then. The Pri Chodesh argues on that, Shach. He says, no. When you say, Azer mitchilos v'yatzov, v'pshuto k'mashmo. If it's pogum, and you know it'll be mashbiach at the end, it's aser even now in its state of pogam. Mitchil. So Pri Chodesh argues on that, Shach. You okay? You good?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Next halacha is Shachan Arpin, is Dan Kof Gimel. What is the opposite of Kof Gimel? Is that when we say pgam, this is a kula, we paskin, that it doesn't, even if it's, it's like this, lemaisa, and it's not in time with pgam in the meal, in the food. It could be that that's a result of other ingredients, that there's salt, too much salt, too little salt. But lemaisa, in the end of the day, the food gives a pgam into the food. Maybe it's because of the other ingredients interacting with it, that doesn't matter, it's still mutter. You just look at the end result. Lamaisa in this food, with all the ingredients in here, is also in time of gam, mutter. I don't say, oh, if there wouldn't be salt, then it, no. It's mutter. Because we look at it, basher husham. Okay. Now, there is another halacha, which we're familiar with, that if there's a bli and a kli, once we wait, neis la'eis, 24 hours, it's considered of gam. Okay? And that's the shita we pass in like. There are other shitas, which we don't really pass them like. For instance, if it's like Shitas Rashi, is that if it's Alinas Laila, if it's just overnight, it's already Lufgam. But we pass in the halacha meis leis, meaning 24 hours. That's be Lufgam. Now, the halacha is, what about this case? If that you cook the problematic thing, the Isser, or whatever it is, and then you're Mevashal Mayim, and then you cook water. So do I have to wait the 24 hours from the initial Bishal HaIsser or the 24 hours from the Bishal HaMayim? Does the clock start again once I do the water? So we have the Beis Yosef goes to two shittas, the Baal HaTruma. Baal HaTruma says that anything which you're going to say Chanan on, you need 24 hours from the water.
Where does it say in the
Baal HaTruma? He has an... Baal HaTruma, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So once it's... Because what's the word of Chanan? The water became Osir. The Isser is going to make Chanan the water, and then the water is going to go back into the Kli. So it's like I need to start my 24 hours again from the water, because the Isser had got a Hiskachus now with the water. So now because of Chanan, the water became Osir, and now it's Nivla, so that's my 24 hours. So if I say, whatever I say Chanan on, I need 24 hours from the water. The smack is like one column in the Beis Yosef, he quotes all the sheets. The smack, he is always meiko, because he says, we're only dealing with tam here, we're not really dealing with the ends. So he feels the whole thing is just a more kulodic thing. And he also brings in Shitas Rashi of Linus Laila, if you have Laila, it's another thing. So he takes a much more meiko-like stance on this.
But what's the bottom line about the smack?
I'm not going to say that it's all mutter, especially if you have Linus Laila. Okay, now, so what do? We have these two Rishonim. So the Beis Yosef sums up, and really the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Beis Yosef's Maskonas, says the following. That by Basar B'Cholov, when you have Chanan, then you'll have to wait the 24 hours from the Mayim, because you have Chanan, you Chananed up the water. So then you'll have to wait your 24 hours. And the Ramah adds on, I mean, it's not like he's adding a new thing, he's teaching the Beis Yosef, he's teaching the Shulchan Aruch, which in the Beis Yosef he said as well, but if you have Linus Laila, let's say, you know, after the Basar B'Cholov, or before the Mayim, or even between the basar and the cholov, you have your linas lila. If there's a linas lila mixed in, it could be mekel. Okay? And he's uptouching the Shulchan Aruch saying that way. The Ramah adds, though, that, you know, what the Machaber said by basar b'cholov, that's chanan. But we, the Ashkenazim, we hold chanan b'shari surim. So we're always going to have to wait from the Mayim, 24 hours, just like the Basar B'chol of the Mechaber, because to us, the Shari Surim and Basar B'chol were the same thing. We hold Chanan by everything.
Right. But you said Linus Laila.
Right, but if you have the Linus
Laila. 24 hours, quote unquote.
Right, meaning without the Linus Laila. If you don't have the Linus Laila, you'll have to wait the 24 hours from the Mayim by Shari Surim, according to the Ashkenazim.
Okay.
While the Mechaber just has it by Basar B'chol.
Is this the Ramah on Linus Laila?
Yes, I think he is Samech on Linus Laila.
Okay, just give me a second.
We'll get there in a second. Okay? So, however, the Ramah does say that if it's a Hefsid, then you can be Mekel on the 24 hours from the original Bishul. Meaning, even though the Ramah generally holds Chanan B'Shari Surim, but B'Chiyah Gavna, basically, B'Machom Hefsid, he's willing to give on that, and just be Someich on, you know, like the Mechavra, and not hold of Chanan B'Shari Surim. Okay? Now, however, the Shach does take issue with this, as Rav Shmuel was saying, because the Shach holds that really there's no Chanan here at all, even by Basar B'Cholov, according to the Mechaber, who says that, and the Beis Yosef, same person, who say that there's, by Basar B'cholov, will hold of Chanan, right? He says, well, that's not really true, because when we say Chanan by Basar B'cholov, we mean the creation, the formation of the Basar and Cholov coming together. That's what Chanan is, right? I have Heter meat, Heter milchaks, and they come together. That's when I say Chanan. But once it's already created, so now I have a Chaticha de Isura. This is what happens to be called Basar B'cholov. It could be called Nevela, it could be called anything. And that, we don't say Chanan when that gives time to something else. That's not the Chanan of the Torah. The Chanan of the Torah is the Basar and the Cholov coming together as one. Right? That's what the Shach says. So the Shach questions the application of Basar and Cholov being Chanan here. According to the Mechaber, he feels that that's not the case. However, if you hold like the Ramah, it really doesn't make a difference, because even if it's Shari Surim, we say Chanan anyway. But at least Bedas the Machaber, he doesn't like that application of Basar B'Cholov. He thinks that there's no Chanan there, and therefore it's a Kuli. You should only have to wait from the Bishul HaRishon. Okay? One more thing, which we mentioned, which is really a side, we didn't really go into it so much, so I'm not really going to go into it so much, and that is, we just mentioned the Halacha briefly, that if you have a Kedera that's an Einav Yomo, so it's Mutter, you know, it's nothing time of kam. But if you cook something very sharp in there, very davar charif, then it will make the whole thing l'shvach. And we discussed what's charif and chiltis, and lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says pilpulin, which is even more than chiltis. But I think the ikar nekud, if I had to pick one thing out from here that we to focus on, because we're really going to have a separate pattern on davar charif, and that's the Rashba. Shuvas the Rashba, I think we quoted this. That Dover Charif is only if, like, the Michael is basically a Michael of, which is Charif. If there's just a little bit of pilpul and a little bit of Charifus in the Michael, that doesn't count as Dover Charif. So if you have, if it's like a spicy, if it's like a, the whole Michael is a Charif, but if I have just eggs, and in the eggs I put pepper, right? So that doesn't make it, oh, I'm cooking a Dover Charif. It has to be, the Michael has to be like, oh, I grew a charif. Right, like it's a, like if it's, but if it's just an ingredient in the maichol, then that's not considered a charif. It has to be the ikar. So that's, if I had to pull one nekuda out of there, that's what I would pull out from that. Now you tell me, do you want me to do another shir, or do you want me to stop?
We also spoke about whether it's in their mind or something.
Right, we did. So just what's the psach here? Are we doing another shir or not?
How many more share left?
There's one more share for Nelson Kamel's
What's your number?
We're going on to Pack 26.
Pack 26?
We just finished Pack 25.
Which is basically Kofta Allah and Shabbat. It's about the Shrutzen business. The question is, do you want me to do it or not? Let's do it? Okay, fine. Okay, I'll do it quick. Okay?
What is this?
The next one.
This is Noth in Time of Gam, part 5.
Part 5, okay. So we pass them like this, that there's a halacha, we know that shrotzim are asur ki, the Torah asks shrotzim. The Rashba says that if you eat a sheretz be'en, it's asur. Right? That's, however, if it's no same tam in something, you cook a sheretz in something, then it's a tam pogum, because presumably the sheretz does not have a good taste. So even though it's a disgusting thing, the Torah still asks for it, but it only asks for it in the be'en. It didn't ask for the tam. So tam sheretz cooked in, if you cook sheretz in a thing and you take out the sheretz, it just in and of mesinas tam, it would be mutter. So no, it's in tam of gam. That's the shita of the Rashba, that's how we pass it. The Ra'ah has a interesting shita, we don't pass it like him, but the Ra'ah says, in the Berak HaBayis, that no, you can't have such a split like that. If it's asr, it's asr, be'en tam. You can't have it split, the be'en is different than the tam. Elamai, when the Torah asked shrotzim, it only asked shrotzim that tastes good, yummy shrotzim. But shrotzim that tastes bad, the Torah never asked. So according to the Ra'ah, even a be'en of a sheretz, that if it's a disgusting sheretz, it'd be takamutr, according to the Ra'ah. That's just pretty amazing. We don't pass in that way. We hold that all shrotzim are asr. Okay, the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, so the case that an afbar fell into a chometz, again, I'm just doing a major shrotzim here, fell into a chometz, fell into vinegar, of kahana asr it, water of kahana asr it, because imertute imartit. Rashi says, because there could be little chatichos of the sheretz that got, you know, floating around in there. And the shear of sheretz is like the shear of tumah, which is kadasha. And we're afraid maybe it'll be boleya, kadasha of that. That's the Gemara of the Zohar. So based on this, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you have a sheretz mixed in, and, okay, if you can take out the be'en and just time, fine, it's mutter, that we said from the Rashba. But let's say you can't take out the ben. It's just not, it's thick and you can't take it out. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's usr, because maybe you'll encounter the mamasho of the isr and you won't realize it because it's so small. So therefore it's taka usr. That's Shulchan Aruch and Kuftal. The Ramah says, well, you know, this is really only by the Shmona Shrotzim, because, like we said before from Rashi, because their shears baka adasha. Right? So that's the Mechaber Ramah. Now, the Taz, however, doesn't like this Ramah. The Taz thinks it's all one din. There's no special din by Shrotzim. It's all one din. It's one din that it's aser based on whatever type of iser it is. And that is because it is nicker, but you can't remove it. So if something was just nicker, but in a yahola hasiro, this is the Taz quoting this whole maracha, and the Taz quotes that the problem here is, it's not a sheretz problem, it's a nicker problem. That if something is nicker, you could see it, but you can't take it out. It's too hard to remove. You can't be yefshar in a yahola hasiro. Then he quotes machlokas Rambam in the Rashba. The Rambam holds that that's aser. If it's nicker, but yefshal hasiro, it's asr. So that's this case. It's nicker, he makes that okimta. It's nicker and he can't take it out. What about the Rashba? The Rashba holds that if something is nicker, the whole problem of nicker, he says, according to the Rashba, is to take it out. But if you can't take it out, the Rashba holds, if something is nicker, vein yefshal hasiro, it's mutter. So according to the Rashba, what's the problem with this case? So he says that maybe it'll end up, when the guy eats this, it'll be left in his mouth alone, and he'll end up swallowing it as a be'en, because it's small, he may not realize it until it's like too late while he's in the middle of swallowing it. So the Rambam had, even if it's nicker, because even if he can't remove it, it's still asr. The Rashba, even though if it's nicker and he can't remove it, it's mutter, but still there's a chash that maybe he'll encounter it as a be'en in the guy's mouth, and he'll swallow it alone, which would be asr even according to the Rashba. And he won't realize it, you know, in the moment when he's in the middle of eating. So according to the Taz, this is a global din, nothing to do with shrotzim. This is a din of all isurim, right?
If he notices it, won't he just take it out of his mouth?
Right. So that's the problem. Maybe it's so small, he'll only notice it once it's already in his mouth. He already swallowed the other one. It's left in his mouth, and he won't realize it until it's like too late, and he swallowed it. That's his chash, because it's mixed in and it's so small. Right. In the moment, he won't. Oh, I think that was a sheretz. Oh, I felt it. Oh, I think I felt it. You know, something like that. Okay, the other achronim, do not agree with this taz. They hold no, like the Ramah, this is a sheretz din. This is din in a shmona shrotzim because it is a chumr, because it's a din of adasha. And I mean, there's different shitos here. The pshat we quoted was the Gra's pshat. Pshat's a little bit different, but we quoted the Gra in Shir. And basically, the Gra's pshat is that it's a chumrah ashratzim, because since the says it's like birya. What's the word of birya? The Torah gave a certain chashivas to it, so we make a chashivas that is not batal also. The Torah gave a chashivas that you get malchus for eating a birya, even though it's not a kezayis. So me the Rabbanon by a birya, we say it's not batal. So who then am here? So the shrotzim, the Torah gave a chashivas of the adasha. So we make a din here also that me the Rabbanon, since it's such a small shear, it won't be batal. So it's basically just a din the Rabbanon that because it's an adasha, it's not batal.
So it's an extension of a din birya.
Yeah, it's like an extension.
That even if it's misrasek, that's the point, is that even if it's not whole anymore.
Yeah, because it's so small, it's
right.
An adasha.
So
therefore, it's like an extension of the din birya. And therefore, the whole thing is, but that's only a din by things which have a shir adasha, which is the shmon shrotzen.
Right.
Like the ramasin.
Well,
like an achbar.
But the rabbi said, I mean, there
correct.
Are
the same way birya is only
right.
The rabbanon.
Right, of course.
Correct. So that's how the girl learns it. It's a chumra like that. That makes it, so it's not a din of nikkur. Even if you're not Makirid. It's also because there's no bitzel here. Fine. And that's the sheet of the Gon. And good.
The only sheet in all the sheets we've said so far that would say that if it's even if it's Be'ain, you don't have to remove its mother's the Ra'ah. Everyone else would say if you can actually see it.
Yes.
Remove it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And we don't hold like that Ra'ah.
Right.
The Ra'ah is one who says that only the Torah only answered good tasting bugs. If it was a bad tasting bug, you could eat it.
Ah, okay.
Can eat the bug.
You can
eat the bug. It's not treif according to the Ra'ah.
Wow.
Pretty wild, no?
It is wild.
Right? Only good tasting bugs the Torah asked. And therefore, the tam and the be'en is the same halacha.
Right.
Good tasting bugs, asr to eat, asr to tam.
Wow.
Bad tasting bugs,
wow.
Mutter to eat, mutter to tam. So kosher. That's a wild Ra'ah. I mean, you don't have the napasan like that. But also, because I had to mention in this context, remember the tams, we quoted that machlokes Rambam and Rashba. So that just file that away. I mentioned it in passing, but that's an important machlokas about something which is nikr v'yifshal hasiro. Okay? Now, last small point here was hakrivinu no lechachasecha, and that's the halacha that if something is not pekavadik for a human being, you shouldn't use that for the rabbon shalom. Okay? Like the pasuk says, the Navi was you know, giving mustard to Kal Yisrael that you know, you bring karbonos, which are lame and they're not good. You wouldn't even give it to your governor. You wouldn't even give it. If you wanted to give a gift to a Basar Adam, you wouldn't even give it. And that you give it as a carbon? Hakrivino lefechasech, would you bring this to your governor? Would this be mostly fein in his eyes? So don't do Rosh Hashanah. So we extend this concept to other things. In this context, the Rama says, if the Shuman is ma'us, because the Achbar fell into it, and, yeah, right? So therefore you can't be use this to light in the shul. They didn't have electric lights. They used oil. They used shumun, whatever they had. So if this is something which you wouldn't eat this, so you shouldn't use it for lighting the Beis HaKnesses. So we have a machlok. So the Taz holds, when it says most, meaning there's not shishim. Meaning it's something which api halacha you can't eat. Because you didn't have shishim kenegdo, so api halacha is treif. So if you wouldn't eat it, halacha, you wouldn't eat it, so don't use it to light your, because it has. Yeah. Don't use it for to light the shul. We could have other people, primarily the Rishon Ravina Bachaya and Parashas Pinchos, who references this din, and he says, no, even if it's mutar b'achila, halachically, meaning you have shishim, but it's just most to you, it's just
more than, yeah.
Right, it's more,
not
right. It's not halacha, just is it halachically mutar aser? It's if this is something which you would feel is disgusting, even personally, not halachically, just personally, then you shouldn't, then Derech Eretz dictates you don't use that for to light and shul. You don't use that for even
that
beyond shishim. That was Ravina Bachaya in Parshas Pinchas. Okay? That was it.
Well, we did the butter, so.
What?
The
butter? That was the Rashba and the Rambam.
Yeah.
So I just, right. I didn't quote the butter.
Oh.
I mean, the Rambam and the Rashba, they argue by butter. That's the case. When you have the treif milk in the butter, so it's nicker and you can't take it out, and that's the context where the Rambam holds its asr and the Rashba holds its mutter. But the yisod that comes out is something which is nicker, but enu yachal hasiro, it's nicker and you can't remove it. So the Rambam says it's nicker, so it's not part of the tarovah. So it's usher. And the Rashba would say no, it's no. The vart is what's nicker. Nicker makes that you should take it out. But if you can't take it out, so then it's just batel in the tarovah. That was the context that of the Rambam and the Rashba, which the Taz brought in to our discussion by the bugs. So that was just the.
So let's say you have honey and you see the legs of the bees and the honey. Would that be an example where the Rambam and the Rashba would argue?
Well, we spoke about the honey differently.
Oh, honey is different because everything is
other honey. Yeah, no sin tam of gam, and it's for lachatkila. Yeah, obviously we could strain out the legs. So you have to strain out the ends of the bees, but the tam is no. We spoke about this, but even though
you can't really strain it. Oh no, you're already have to heat it up.
Yeah, heat it up and strain it. But then you don't have to worry about the tam because for the reasons we spoke about in Malta Mitzvah Chatzkila for the ran.
So this would be like if there are pieces or whatever of shrutzim in something where it's like very gooey or something.
That's what the Taz is talking about. The Taz makes that of kimchi in the Shulchan Aruch. It's talking about like some thick, you know, some porridge, some oatmeal or something.
Rambam would say the whole thing's trick because you can't remove it.
Right.
The Rashba would say you can't remove it.
So it's mutter. So the Taz has to make it also even according to the Rashba.
Right.
So how does he make it also even according to the Rashba?
Right.
I mean, according to the Rambam, I answer it as that reason. According to the Rashba, I have to answer it because maybe the guy will be poge in a bit in his mouth,
right,
and
this whole thing about
and he's
it
in
the
middle of swallowing,
ends up in his mouth alone.
In the middle of swallowing, and then he won't realize, you know, middle of swallowing everything else, and then that'll be left in his mouth, and he'll end up swallowing that too.
But all this is only by the Shmoshratzer.
No, it's according to the Taz, it's not. According to the Taz, it's globalized
the
din.
Right, but then you just say bittel by everything.